Psychic Radio. WYCD. HD3 Detroit. KJAQ. HD3 Seattle. WBMX. HD3 Boston. And on AOL Radio. And Yahoo Launchcast.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness. There are three different modalities I use. Intuitive Counseling, where I guide and support you to become more aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify and heal the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and finally, to assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive Energy Clearing is about ridding you and your space of negative energy, helping you instead to connect with your natural, positive, powerful, and true self, and restoring balance. This often results in fresh, higher states of living and being. And Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights right here at 7 p.m. on the Sky Psychic Radio. And I also have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live Thursday evenings. So this is May, and it is Making Space Month. All month long, I'll be doing readings on Making Space in 2010. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Tonight, we're discussing how to make space for your career, business, or job. Career or business is often an area where we are afraid to try new things because it means letting go of the areas that may have once worked, but for whatever reason, no longer work for us now. We want to grow. We want to move into new areas. However, unless we're willing to make changes to our current business or work situation, we have no space to grow. Sometimes we identify so much with the past, we try and make the changes fit the old business, refusing a new focus. Instead, we need to give the infinite possibilities that are making themselves known to us room to expand. So we do have a caller. It is Elaine from Michigan. Hi, Elaine.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How can I help you tonight?
Two questions. One, I'll ask the easy question first and then a second question hard. Is it okay if I take a vitamin pill?
No, vitamins are usually pretty good for you.
Okay, I was just wondering because I've never really taken one, and someone recommended that they take one.
So, like a multivitamin for
right.
Is it for women?
Right.
Yeah, if it's something that's designed for you, like just there's a lot of different stuff out there. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not that beneficial for us. But yeah,
like a centrum
kind of feel into
or
it.
Something for women. Okay. And then the hard question is either fractured my arm or broke my arm or whatever. It's healing. Hallelujah. That means thank you. Oh, thank God. What I'm saying is I got a letter saying that, like, it wouldn't want to go through. Then I can call the 800 hotline number tomorrow, and I will. And then if I resubmit it, would you think it'll go through?
So you're saying that you tried to get it to go through your work?
Yeah.
And they didn't want to do it?
Did not qualify as a serious enough health condition. Well, okay, and then...
But it was stopping you from doing any work?
If you would like to have this refile again.
Right. Okay, well, I mean, I would get more information from your doctor to make the claim, like let the doctor know that you were having problems, and usually they can assist you to make it better so that you get the coverage that you're requiring.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
Yeah.
And that was my last question of the day. If I call the 1-800 hotline number and then see what happens, and then do you think it'll go through?
I think as long as you get what they usually want is proper documentation. So I'm thinking that as long as you make sure you get what they need, that's really what you want to know from them is what do they need for you to get this?
Okay. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Thank
Have a great
you.
Evening.
You too. Bye.
Okay. So we are talking about making space for our career, business, or job. And we have our next caller, which is Kate from Michigan. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Hi, Laurie. How are you?
I'm great. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I have two questions. One is, I'm in a catch-22 position. I don't know what to do as far as my career. I take care of seniors, and it's with the company. But I'm thinking about doing it on my own just for the mere fact of I'm not getting paid very well and cannot make ends meet with the company I'm with. And I was wondering, do you think that I should go on my own?
You know, I get the sense. I like this question because there are a lot of people right now that, because this is such a growing industry, and it really is, and it's a great field to be in if you really enjoy it, that it really is a perfect job to go on your own or, you know, with someone else and be, you know, like have a couple of you working together to do it. But yeah, it's a perfect job to be on your own and do, or with, again, with someone else. And I get the sense that if you have a friend that you're close with, you might want to connect up with her and both of you sort of work together on it. Because I get the sense that you might feel a little bit lonely if you just do it completely on your own. But I do feel that it's a really good opportunity. For this field in particular, because it's such a growing field, I'm really excited when I hear people that want to get into this field, because it's so important, and it's really truly an area where you can do so much more on your own than when you're with another company, because you can be so much more personalized and really cater to the right people, and you can really do a great job with that.
Well, I do like it, and my people are happy with me, my clients,
mm-hmm.
And I have been toying with the idea of going on my own. And I just want to be successful at it. I want to make sure I'm doing the right decision. I do have another avenue I can go back to school, and that's for hospice intensive care.
We sort of dropped you there. I'm not sure. But I will answer from where you are when you get back on. Yeah, I think you'll be very successful in it, because I think that that's, again, it's an area that is really moving forward, and it's really opening up, and there's a lot of people now that are looking for it. But also, if you're going back to school, if you can, do go back to school, because it's always great to get more experience in the educational field if that's something that you feel is necessary. I've been told that you haven't dropped. I'm not sure if I can still hear you, but do you have another question?
Yes, I do. Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you
I'm
now.
I'm having problems with my roommate, and we have been in a relationship, and it's dwindling down, and I don't understand what's going on with him. He's born June 26. He's 44. He'll be 45 soon. Do you know what's going on with him and why he's pulling back from me? I don't understand.
Well, from what I'm feeling, he's just really scared. Something's been triggered from something that's been going on. How long have you been living together? Is he roommate or
roommate,
also?
Yes, he's been roommate since the end of September. I moved in, and the relationship started immediately. And I just don't get it. I mean, is he seeing someone else, or I don't know what's going on.
Right. And so is it hard to communicate with him? Because my feeling is, you know, just kind of corner him and say, hey, we need to talk, because I need to know what's going on, and I need to know, you know, where what's going on so that I can feel more comfortable. I don't sense that he is necessarily seeing someone, although there may be other women in the picture, but I don't really get that he's really interested necessarily. There's just something going on that I'm feeling, that he's scared about something, and I don't know necessarily what it is, but that's been triggered, and it's not your issue, it's his issue.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can talk with him and try and figure out, you know, what happened, when it happened, Do you have any idea when things started switching?
Well, it's a couple of weeks ago, and he's not forthright when I ask him. I asked him if there's someone else he was interested in, and he said, no, there's no one. It's just, in the beginning, it was wonderful. He was very attentive and very romantic, and now it's just come to a standstill. And the whole relationship has changed. And I don't understand. It's very hurtful to me. I just don't get it. And he's not very...
He's emotionally shutting down because he's being triggered about something. And it doesn't have anything to do with you, but he's... Well, I mean... He thinks it does. It doesn't. It has to do with his past and some things that have happened with him. But he, you know, it's a tough one. One, because you live together, even though it's roommates, but you're there all the time. So, you know, he's not able to have the space to process what he's going through without it affecting you, which makes it more challenging, because likely you wouldn't be living together if you just started dating with him in September. But because of the way it is, and because he's a roommate, you know, he doesn't have the space to sort of process things. So he sort of needs that space. But I would also try and, you know, help him in a way to sort of figure out what's going on and try and talk to him about it. But, you know, at this point, it may be best just to sort of let things lie for a bit and then try and communicate. So give him a couple weeks maybe and find out, you know, kind of what's going on, but let go of the expectations, let go of, you know, trying to push him too much, and just wait a bit, because I think that's part of it, is that he doesn't have the space to sort of work through things because you're there. So he's feeling uncomfortable because he needs to work through something. But it really has nothing to do with you. And
well, you know what? I was dating someone that was a cop, chief of police, and I was really in love with this man. And last July, I was living in another state, and we were corresponding. And then all of a sudden, he stopped talking to me. He wouldn't answer my phone calls or text messages. It was like it was just a dead end. And I moved back home. And he still refuses to have any correspondence with me. Do you know why? I mean, it's just so puzzling.
Well, it's sounding like a pattern, isn't it?
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Yeah. I'm not picking up much on this guy. I think he's gotten involved with somebody now. Was it always a long distance thing, or was it initially?
No, I always lived here in the same state that he did, in Michigan. But last year I moved to Wisconsin for job transfer, and it didn't work out, so I came back home. But he is not dealing with me, and I don't understand why. I mean, it just ended so abruptly with no explanation. And I always had a
feeling.
Was it when you came back? No, there's no communication whatsoever on his side. And I had an inkling that the roommate I was living with in Wisconsin, that he was in touch with her. They were on the same dating website, and I was telling her about him. And then all of a sudden, she starts picking up his... It was as if I instinctively knew she was in contact with him. It was just the most bizarre thing.
Right. Well, I think he's definitely in a relationship now. So I think let that one go and give this one some space and let me know what happens. But we need to go on break now. So
All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling, Kate.
Thanks.
We're going to go to break. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio. PsychicOnAir.com. The Wake Up Call with Ellen Tom.
Even though I love him and I'm worried about him, it is a blessing in disguise because I'm doing things to help me take better care of me.
Good for you.
Hi, it's Tom Forrest. Reverend L. Newman and I are here Monday nights, 7 till 9, primetime Eastern Time in the United States, with Wake Up Call on Psychic Radio.
Psychic Radio. We know you're listening. Life is a journey. Let us be your guide. Reach out on the net now, psychiconair.com.
Look for Psychic Radio on your AOL radio player.
Tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest. And nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Just one big family, and it's our God-forsaken right to be loved, 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 loved. So I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm sure there's no need to complicate our time. Checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. SkyRadio.com.
Would you like to feel better than you've ever felt before? More happiness and joy. Discover true run in life. Bring forward your innate potential. Heal physical, emotional, and psychological issues. Release trauma or illness. And quite simply transform your life. The Rising Star is the most complimentary healing system available today. To find a practitioner or to learn more about how the Rising Star can bring your body, mind, and spirit back into balance, visit my sponsor, www.sq-wellness.com. That's S as in Sam, Q-wellness.com. I'm also a Rising Star practitioner. So tonight we're talking about how to make space for your career, business, or job. And May is Making Space Month. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And we are, the phones are going crazy. So let's take our next caller, which is Christina from Arizona. Hi, Christina.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Well, it's kind of a two-part question regarding to the subject that you're talking about. My fiance and I have been really stressed out with finances. His job is cutting back a lot, and, you know, and it just seems that I'm not able to finish school, and my job is it's steady but not exactly what I want to do, and the money isn't really there. So it caused us to have friction in our relationship, and last night he was really hateful with me and now refuses to speak to me. So I wanted to know if him and I will get back on track, just give him his space, and will our finances get better sometime soon?
Yeah, you know, finances are the one area that creates the most conflicts in relationships. And the problem is you know, it's not the relationship that's the problem, right? It's the stress, and the stress is causing the conflict in the relationship. And the stress is all about survival stuff, and it makes it so much more challenging and difficult. So have you given up on school, or are you also doing school while doing a job as well?
No, I finished, but I was going for education as a teacher, but I couldn't finish my student teaching because there's no job. They're laying off, so I didn't want to leave my job now to go to something that I couldn't even get a job in. So I don't know. I have all these classes, and I don't know what direction to take. And in the field that I'm in, I'm bored, and I just don't feel that there's room for advancement.
Right. You know, I would definitely keep that option open, because I know school. I know that there's going to be more openings soon, and that's just something that you really, really enjoy. And I know that working with kids is going to be something that is part of your future. So don't let that dream go. Definitely hold on to it. But yes, everything will work out. You just, when it comes to finances, space is the one area that you have to be conscious of. You really have to not push in that area. You are doing, you know, he's just frustrated that he's not making what he needs to be making, and it really doesn't have to do with you not making what you should be making. It's really, he's just not happy right now. And so, you know, when it comes to what we're talking about, making space, I mean, this is probably his area where he's starting to look at, is this where he wants to be? Knowing that you know that you would like to be working with children and you're not able to do that right now, he's also starting to think about what he wants to do, and he's just getting frustrated. So, again, finances is just this really sticky area that really has nothing to do with the relationship, and yet it causes more breakups and divorces than anything else. Just give him a space, and you know, you're doing everything you can to contribute to the relationship, and specifically financially. And he's just going through a phase right now where he's starting to figure out what he wants, and he's not happy where he is. So he's probably going to be making some changes, and he needs that space to make those changes so that he can, you know, he can move into something that he's more passionate about. And that's, you know, he's just frustrated with work and not getting where he's wanting to go. So, yeah, just give him some space. And, yes, I do see that, you know, things will straighten out. And with regards to you and your schooling, like, keep that. But yeah, find out how long you can keep it without losing your degree or without losing the specific trainings that you need, and work towards that.
Okay. But regarding our relationship, I just have a quick, there's another issue. Will we come to that compromise? You see us working out the issues that are at hand. It's finances, but along also with his children's mother, which also impacts our finances.
Right. Well, you know, just let it go. You'll definitely work things out. I'm pretty confident on that. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Have
so
a great
much.
Evening, and let me know what happens.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. So our next caller is John from Oklahoma. Hi, John.
Hello.
Are you there? Hey, John. How can I help you tonight?
I'd like to know, will I find a job this month?
Huh. Okay. Are you employed right now?
No.
Okay. And how long have you been unemployed?
About 4 months.
Okay. Okay. I'm seeing something coming. However, I'm not quite sure when it's coming. It feels like it's a little, it's like in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm thinking, you know, just be really open. You've been putting out a lot of resumes, and you're looking at the area that you're wanting to get into. Are you focusing more on what you're wanting?
I'm trying to focus. I didn't have a resume.
Okay. Okay. Well, I would put a little bit more thought into what it is that you really enjoy doing, and look at where that's going. Like, think about what it is that you truly want, because I think part of this is trying to get you to focus a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start focusing on what you really are looking for, I think some things are going to come into alignment with you, and that will make it easier to get the job that you're wanting in the right areas and the right way.
Oh, uh-huh.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So we've been talking about, you know, how to make space for your career. And, you know, whether you're self-employed or working for someone else, often we're searching for our purpose and something that is fulfilling. And this comes up in our career probably more than any other area in our lives. You know, we go to school, we get an education when we're too young to know what we really want. We likely had our parents who stayed in the same job for their entire lives, and they still feel that we should be fine with that. However, with the way everything is moving and shifting and changing, you know, we rarely stay in the same field for our entire lives anymore. Yet, typically, all of the skills that we have learned is part of the unique gift that we are. So, what we have to do is to continue growing. So, always, 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 it's about growing. And the key to our evolution at this time is that, you know, we need to look at what the universe is letting us know, which is, you know, are we aligned with our purpose? And if we're aligned with our purpose, then the career often flows with us. So typically, you know, if we're in a job, we're working for someone else. And that is sometimes a problem because a lot of the times right now, it's really about moving in our own and changing the consciousness of the planet. And so a lot of us are feeling this push to be self-employed, this push to create our own business. And when this dissatisfaction is in our work environment, where it's more than any other area, you know, what do we do? What happens to many is that the career that they love or loved, they remember how well it worked for them in the past, or they created the perfect job for themselves, and then things started slowing down or showing that there was a need to change. And we often kick and scream when that change comes because we're afraid of the change. And it is us. It was successful. It is who we are. Yet as we grow, so does our work. So does our purpose. And we have to continue to align with our purpose because that is why we are here. Or we stagnate and often become miserable as a result of being afraid of growing into new territories. So we're going to go to break now. Do give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That is 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
All day long, we're devoted to your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. With your direct connect to the stars, Lisa J. Smith, The Dr. Pat Show, Liz Souza, Barbara Mackey, Glynis McCants, The Wake-Up Call with L. Newman and Tom Force. Let us know how we're doing. 248-545-7685. Log on. NewSkyRadio.com. 24 hours a day. Your spiritual well-being is our concern. Awaken the extraordinary. Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com. New horizons, no boundaries.
Hasn't stopped raining for days. My world is a flood, but slowly I become one with the mud.
But if I can't swim after 40 days, then my mind is crushed by the crashing waves that feel so high that I cannot fall. Lift me up, lift me up. Flashing in the ocean, I'm losing control. Dark sky all around, can't feel my feet touching the ground. But if I can't swim out the 40 days, then my mind is crushed by the crashing waves that beat up so high that I cannot fall to be alone. Lift me up.
You've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is helping you master a path to heart consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships from our relationship with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul discusses this each week, Wednesday nights, right here at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I invite you to join me for a live call-in show each week at 248 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And tonight we are talking about making space for a career, business, or job. And we have our next caller, which is Carrie from Pennsylvania. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Lori.
How can I help you tonight?
Just was wondering if you see anything job-wise coming up for me.
Okay. So what's been happening in that area?
I work at a hospital.
Okay.
And I was initially a secretary on the floor, and then they asked me if I was interested in becoming like a nurse aide.
Right.
And I'm doing that, and I just kind of go back and forth between both positions. And
you're wanting to get the nurse aide position because it's more money?
Actually, it's not. It's the same.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I know. I thought there'd be an increase as well, but there's not.
Huh. That's really surprising.
Mm-hmm.
And which do you enjoy working with the people more?
I do.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about going back to becoming a nurse?
I have a little bit, yes.
You know, it's such a great field right now because it's such a growing field, and there's always jobs for nurses, and should be nurses' aides as well. So I feel that you will definitely get the nurse's aide, and I think that will help you if you started taking some courses. The hospital might even pay for them
I've been a nurse aide for the past maybe 2 months. It's like, you know, just pretty new, but I really enjoy it, and I really need experience. One of the patients that came reminded me a lot of my grandmom, who's been passed for 20 years. This man, it was amazing. This man had my grandma's sparkle in his eye and her chin. And it was really wild, really wild experience.
Yeah. No, I get a really good sense that that's, you know, something that you're going to move into much more strongly and get a full-time position there. But I also feel that you're going to go back to school and get some more courses and maybe become a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking
I think that would be really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been thinking about doing that as well. Do you think that I'll stay with my position or move in around somewhere else in the hospital on a different floor or something?
I think that's the beauty of getting into what you're getting into, is that you can move around and you can find different areas. Do you enjoy the floor you're at?
I do really like the teamwork. It's just I work with a lot of very young girls, and there's a lot of drama.
Yeah.
And I'm I'm a lot older than them and just kind of out of that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's probably, you know, something that you're going to encounter a lot, just because of the nature of what you're doing. But as you gain more experience, you will get into different areas, and it will allow you to, you know, sort of have your own space and not have to worry too much about, you know, the drama of the other place, the other areas, and, you know, working with others so much. But the teamwork, you'll start to create your own, you know, teams that you will enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because recently I was considering maybe looking at maybe going to the emergency department just to see what they would have available.
Well, that would be, you know, high intense energy, and it certainly would get you a lot of experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it sounds like things are moving in a really positive direction for you. It feels really good.
It does. I feel the same way.
Yeah. Well, let me know how it turns out, because it does feel that everything is moving in a really positive direction for you.
Great.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. So we're talking about how to make space for your business, your career, and your job. And, you know, before the break, we were talking about, you know, whether people want to be self-employed or whether they're working for someone else. The thing that often is happening is that there's this, the huge shift must occur. As I said before, every area that we studied and learned was part of who we are. But as we grow, so must our work. Yet it will include the gifts that we learned and have used. However, we still need to make some space in this area so that maybe some of the things that we've identified with will have to change. And in this area, so there may be some things that have to change. And, you know, I know a channeler, and his business has been going, you know, downhill for a long time because he's really identified with his work. And he feels that this is who he is. The problem is that as the time has gone on, his ability to be a clear channel has been diminished. And because he has to change what he does or how he is doing it, because he continues to be separate from the entity he channels, is part of the problem. And so he has to, you know, integrate the two beings. This will keep him separate from the truths that we're all one. So as long as he feels that he... you know, this, there are two beings, him and the person he channels, then he's not really in his oneness. And he also used to refer a lot of clients out. And because his business has changed so much, now he fears he fears referring out, and he tries to do it all himself. So this further creates disconnect and impacts his business. And his fear is forcing him to change, but he doesn't want to. So this is the same for all of us, even in a job. We don't always have to change our job, but as we grow, we have to change our perceptions of our job. As we shift our fears, as we heal our wounds, we have to become aware of what we're learning in our jobs and what relationships are teaching us in the job. So this is May 12th. It is a live call-in show. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, and we will answer your calls about making space for career. So relationships are always pretty big as well in our job, especially if we're working for someone else. And we then have to shift our perspectives with these relationships and our feelings about our job, because we often blame our job for our problems and believe that another will assist us, when what is happening is that we're growing and our job is meant to help us understand our beliefs, fears, thoughts, expectations, and anxieties around what we do and who we are. And when we shift this, it will help us shift our perspective to allow for the changes to occur and make space for them. And we grow deeper. So a lot of the time, as an example, is that we may blame a coworker for our anger and frustration because they did something that we perceived hurt us, like went to our supervisor about something that we didn't do that they needed us to do. And then we feel that this person stepped out of line, where what has happened is we didn't do something because we were growing and we felt out of alignment with who we are. Or this person was in our lives to push us to grow and see an outdated fear we were holding on to. And then once this was done, we actually wanted to grow and heal. Then we needed to forgive the person or ourselves for the blame or the guilt. And there are reasons for everything. So instead of, you know, harboring more anger till we can't sleep or feel we must quit our job, as long as we grew from the experience and recognized our own responsibility in the situation, then we can make space, we can let go of our issues, and we can move forward, changing our perspectives of what happened to grow our consciousness. So often our job might require a change because we're outgrowing it and need to bring it in our consciousness into a new area that meets our needs and our purpose more. However, it's always best to work through these areas that are holding us back first, or we'll just take them with us to learn at a new place. So as we're working with, you know, making space, and we are looking at all the reasons that we want to, you know, get a new job or, you know, change our self-employment because things aren't working, we need to become aware of all of the areas that are being highlighted to us. So all of those places where our beliefs, our fears, our thoughts, and our expectations and anxieties, you know, come into the forefront. As they, you know, become highlighted in our lives, it's just there for us as an example to learn to shift, to heal. So we're going to go to break now, but do give us a call at 248- 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky, Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Across the Veil with April Lugo.
Join April Lugo each Tuesday night at 7 for Across the Veil. Across the Veil is a show that promises to be a unique experience as April connects and communicates with those who are across the veil. April receives guidance and wisdom from the ancients, angels, masters, teachers, and guides, as well as hearing messages from those who have preceded us across the veil, family, friends, and loved ones alike. The program is an excellent opportunity for you to hear from those who are across the veil. April will be answering questions and giving insight. That's the main reason for the program. Across the Veil at 7 Tuesday on the Sky.
Look up to the sky.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Reach out. NewSkyRadio.com. Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness, and there are three different modalities that I use. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and support you to become more aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings. raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify and heal the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and finally to assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing is about ridding you and your space of negative energy, helping you instead to connect with your natural, positive, powerful, and true self, and restoring balance. This often results in higher, fresh states of living and being. An Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights, 7 p.m. right here on the Sky Radio. And I also have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So this is a call-in show. It is live. We are discussing how to make space for your career or your job. Please give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That is 248-545-7685. So before the break, we've been talking a lot about, you know, how we need to make space for our career, whether you're self-employed or whether you're in a business. A lot of the times, you know, things are happening to us that we're starting to realize that we're not in line with who we are or what our purpose is. Sometimes we get into a business and it seems to be exactly what we wanted at the time. And then as we grow, so does the alignment with where we were working start to come out of alignment. And so a lot of things begin to happen that usually are an indication that we need to start realigning ourselves back with our purpose and looking at what that is. You know, a lot of times we make our purpose this elusive thing, which, you know, we go, oh, I don't know what my purpose is. And, you know, I've been trying. And a lot of the times, you know, our purpose truly is about really giving love. And we have a unique way of doing that. And it's really discovering that unique way that we are doing that. That's truly our purpose. And as we grow, the way we do that starts to change and shift. And it's usually a quality that we work from. It's usually our soul's expression that is trying to be expressed and experienced in this life. And as we grow, this changes a lot. And so when we want to move into new areas, we have to be willing to make the changes to our current business or our work situation, because we often don't give the space to grow. We want change, but there's no space in what we're doing. And so we have to learn to make that space. Sometimes it's because we identify too much with the past. We try and make the changes fit our old business, refusing a new focus. And so that, in the example that I gave with the channeler who, you know, keeps seeing himself separate from the person he channels and therefore is starting to come out of alignment. Because if you are really teaching about oneness and consciousness, you can't continue to see yourself as separate. So you need to, we need to always be growing and shifting. And we don't always do that gracefully. It can be done, you know, kicking and screaming, because change is not always easy. And yet it is what our soul, what our evolution, you know, desires. We're always here to grow. And as we grow, everything changes. And change is, you know, the one thing that's constant in our life. So we need to allow, you know, the changes to affect our business. And we try to fit them into the current business without making the changes. And this is where, you know, there are problems. And so, you know, we become afraid to try something new and our fears overtake us. And so what used to work in the past, you know, isn't working anymore. And we have to try and make some space and some change. And this is really what this show is all about. We can probably take one more caller if you give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And, you know, we're talking about how to do this. And one of the things that I talk about a lot is that, you know, we need to create from a place of love instead of a place of fear. And so we always have to ask ourselves, where are we creating from? So when things happen in our work environment, whether it's our self-employment or whether it's in our job, you know, when you're working, are you doing it from a place of love? Are you making your changes and are you doing the work that you do because you love it, or are you doing it because you're afraid and there's a fear that's coming up because you don't really know where to change to? And sometimes that can be really scary because it's not always so clear as things begin to, you know, shift and our alignment changes as our purpose becomes clearer. It's not always clear what our business is going to be, especially if you're self-employed. Sometimes with the way the economy is, with the way changes are happening so rapidly, you know, we can really get caught up in the fact that, you know, things aren't going very well. We know we have to change, but it's really not clear. And so sometimes it's really a matter of allowing and letting those changes to happen and hoping that we're at the forefront of it instead of, you know, behind the eight ball. And that's really, you know, sometimes things just happen and we're not always clear. So really it's about becoming as clear as you can. And then, you know, always checking in with yourself. Are you doing this because it's something you love? Are you coming from a place of love? Or are you doing it because it's a place that you're really afraid of? Are you doing it from a place of fear? And so, you know, our soul's desire must come from our heart. And being clear means knowing what your intentions are. And, you know, are they coming from your heart or are they coming from a place of fear? And as we come into alignment, as we work at our own soul's purpose, as we shift our evolution and our consciousness, everything starts to change. And it doesn't always mean that you have to change everything in your business. And it doesn't always mean that you have to quit your job. A lot of the times it's really about perspective and it's about shifting, you know, from what you knew to what you know now, and including a lot of that within where you're going. And so it's a really interesting time. I think it's a very exciting time for a lot of people, but it's also a very scary time because, you know, we can feel unsafe and we can feel that, you know, everything's falling apart, or we can, you know, come from that place of love and be really clear. So our intentions are key, and knowing what we want and moving in that direction and allowing the gifts that are naturally us to shine through wherever it is that we're in, whether it's our own job or whether it's, you know, a career that we have chosen. And so that's what I would recommend, you know, allowing yourself to move in that direction, allowing yourself to really be clear about what it is that you're wanting. And that allows you to make more space within your career, your business, or your job. And so that is what I would recommend in the next few years as things get closer to 2012 and our evolution is evolving. I'm Lori Houston from intuitivesoul.com. I encourage you to visit me online. I do email and phone consultations and readings, remote healing and clearing for personal, home, and businesses, and have a weekly online radio show every Thursday evening on my site. Tomorrow night, May 13th, I have Albert Clayton Golden, who is the author of Signs and Wonders, and that's at 7 p.m. I have a free offer for a free email reading to the fifth person that emails me at Lori@intuitivesoul.com. So Lori, L-A-U-R-I @intuitivesoul.com, be the fifth person. And I want you to tell me what types of shows that you want for the future Intuitive Soul show. So that whether that's on relationship, intuition, clearing, authors, what it is that you like most. So may love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.